Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 143 of CJ Evolution, that's Criminal Justice Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator, whatever you are doing, wherever you are at. Thank you for tuning in and spending a little bit of time with me. I sure do appreciate it. Special thanks to all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. And sometimes we hit those roadblocks of life, folks, and you know we need help to get past those roadblocks and problems that we face. That's where my good friend Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in and they can help you with whatever you need, mentoring, and help you get to that next level in your life. So go over to frameofmindcoaching.com and tell Kim and her amazing team that Patrick from CJ Evolution sent you. Now it's on to the show. In this episode, we're going to talk about leadership again. Specifically, we're going to talk about some of the challenges that leadership faces within an organization. Now, when we hear the term leadership or leader, we often think of people who have formal rank or title within an organization. While that is mostly true, we have to remember that some of the best leaders within an organization are people that don't have rank or title. Some of the best people I've ever worked with, some of the people that exemplified true leadership had no formal rank or title. In fact, there's a great book out there. It's a couple years old, as a matter of fact, more than a couple years old, called The Leader That Had No Title, written by an amazing guy and leadership guru named Robin Sharma. So if you ever get a chance, I would encourage you to read that book. It's not a very long book, but it talks about how people within an organization that have no rank or title, hence the name, can really be the change agents and become that leadership or that leader that the organization needs. So I want to talk about some five practices of exemplary leadership. So first, we have to, as leaders, we have to model the way. What do I mean by that? Leaders establish principles concerning the way people, constituents, peers, colleagues, and customers alike should be treated and the way goals should be pursued. They create standards of excellence and then set out an example for others to follow. Remember, leading by example. Because the prospect of complex change can overwhelm people and stifle action, they set interim goals so that people can achieve small wins as they work toward larger objectives. They unravel bureaucracy when it impedes action. They put up signposts when people are unaware of where to go or how to get there, and they create opportunities for victory. Leaders also inspire a shared vision. It's not just about what they want, it's about the shared vision. Leaders passionately believe that they can make the difference. They envision the future, creating an ideal and unique image of what the organization can become. But they know they can't do it alone. Through their magnetism and quiet persuasion, leaders enlist others in their dreams. They breathe life into their vision and get people to see exciting possibilities for the future. True leaders out there, folks, they motivate, they inspire people. The people that are not doing that, motivating, inspiring, you know, if they're not trusting, they're not leaders. It's just lip service. Another thing that leaders do is they challenge the process. Leaders search for opportunities to change the status quo. They look for innovative ways to improve the organization. In doing so, they experiment and take risks, not just stupid risks, but thought out, calculated risks. You have to take risks in order to grow, personally and professionally. And because leaders know that risk involves mistakes and failures, they accept the inevitable disappointments as learning opportunities. The problem is with a lot of people out there is once they experience failure, they give up right away. They don't get up and they keep going. A lot of people just quit, and that is not leadership. We've talked about this before. Many successful people out there, in fact, I would say most successful people out there, have failed their way to success. They fail forward. Maybe you've heard the term. Leaders also enable others to act. Leaders foster collaboration and build spirited teams. They actively involve others. They want others involved. Leaders understand that mutual respect is what sustains extraordinary efforts. They strive to create an atmosphere of trust and human dignity. They strengthen others, making each person feel capable and powerful. This goes into empowerment. I'm sure we all know of people out there, leaders, quote, within organizations that don't want to relinquish power. They don't want to empower their employees for whatever reason. Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One of them is insecurity. They don't want to share that power because then their job could be in jeopardy. You need to empower and inspire your employees, realizing that your job is going to end one of these days, and you need to mentor and inspire and coach the best to take your job. Leaders also encourage the heart. Accomplishing extraordinary things in organizations is hard work. To keep hope and determination alive, leaders recognize contribution that individuals make. In every winning team, the members need to share in the rewards of their efforts, so leaders celebrate accomplishments. They make people feel like heroes. Remember, folks, people don't leave organizations for the sake of the organizations. People leave organizations because of people. People leave people. You need to inspire. You need to motivate. You need people to feel valued. Gone are the days where people are going to stay in an organization for 20, 30 years. Those days are gone. People are going to stay if they feel valued within an organization. There's other people that think you can throw money at the problem and say, well, if we offer a lot of money to people, they'll stay. That is a misnomer. It does not work anymore. People want to feel valued. They want to feel like they're contributing to the bigger picture. Folks, that's all I have for the show. I hope you found it valuable. I hope you enjoyed it. You can take some of these principles and take it back to your organization. We've got a lot of great guests coming on in the very near future, so stay tuned for that. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net. That is the website for the podcast. Go over there, check it out. You can find all the episodes on there. You can sign up to get episodes delivered to your mailbox. And if you head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Until next time, folks, stay safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.